Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm Adam Paulus. We don't sell a lot of video games, but I do like to talk about them, especially this week, because I'm excited. There was something new released, and it was free, and that's really all you can ask for. The Super Mario Bros. Crossover 3.0 was posted by Exploding Rabbit. I don't know if you've played this, but the earlier versions were a ton of fun. This is more fun. It's great. It's a Flash game. Hear me out. It's a Flash game remake of Super Mario Bros., the original Super Mario Bros. In its entirety, with bonus levels, different difficulty settings, alternate skins, so you can reskin the original Super Mario Bros. With Zelda 2, Blaster Master, Castlevania, 16-bit Super Mario, Super Mario 2, Super Mario 3, Super Mario World, and other skins. So it's like the same game, but different. It's really fun. And dozens of other playable characters like Pit, Samus, Simon Belmont, Ryu, and so forth are playable. Mega Man. I was playing as the Tang from Blaster Master a lot last night. I made it to World 8-1 before I'm like, I gotta go to bed. So I'm having a great time with that. It's everything Nintendo never gave you in one nice package. And since it's on version 3.0, I'd say that's pretty great. I've been trying a couple of different controller things for it because I'm on a Mac and stuff's tricky. There is an application I downloaded called, where is it? Enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y, that allows me to use a USB controller as a keyboard. So since Super Mario uses C and Z in the arrows, or rather X and Z in the arrows, I can reprogram the joypad to push those buttons in the browser so I can play the game and everybody wins. I tried doing the same thing with my Wii Remote, but the battery in the Wii Remote kind of is terrible. That didn't work out so good. But that's what I'm doing. Also, you can download PS3 games like Dragon's Crown and Tales of Zillia, PSN Ibn Ob and Super Frog HD, and the PS2 classic The Red Star, from which Gentle Giant made some very nice busts a few years ago. These are available. On the Vita, you can also get Super Frog HD and Dragon's Crown. On the Xbox 360, you can grab Brothers. The Wii U, early next week, will have DuckTales Remastered, as well as right now you can get Spin the Bottle Bumpy's Party. I don't know if that sounds dirty. You can also get Romance of the King... Romance of the Three Kingdoms 4, Wall of Fire. Not one of Johnny Cash's best-known songs. The 3DS has Mario and Luigi Dream Team coming up, as well as Smash Bowling, Steam World Dig, and Tangram Style. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Come see the world debut of new Star Wars collectibles. The Star Wars Yoda lightsaber umbrella and Star Wars Yoda lightsaber table lamp are exclusively debuting at Entertainment Earth before anywhere else in the world. Each one has a high-quality lightsaber hilt as part of the usable item, so you can collect it, and it actually serves a purpose, too. Do you need to keep the rain off your head? Congratulations! Yoda's lightsaber can help you. Need to get some light in a dark basement? Congratulations! Yoda's lightsaber lamp can help you. Just keep in mind, if you mix those up, it could be very dangerous, so I don't think the umbrella is going to light up your basement, and I don't think the lamp's going to keep the rain off your head, but you can try and let us know how it worked out. These fine items are due in September. New pre-orders include a Mega Man 25th Anniversary USB light-up statue. It's really cool. And the Mini Tendo Series 2 video game cartridge minifigure. These are cool because they're basically urban vinyl mashed up with a blank NES cartridge. And they're figures, and they're painted with like fake retro video game artwork on them. If you haven't seen it, it's go to our website, entertainmentearth.com, type in 10-DOH, 10-DO. You're going to like them. It's made by Squid Kids, Inc. Even if you don't do design or figure stuff, and I know some people don't, they're really, really, really neat for video gamers, retro people, and stuff like that. New arrivals include Assassin's Creed Wave 1 action figure set. You can get Edward Kenway and others. They are in stock now, which means they'll ship in about one or two business days. Why not order some? Because this is a good way to get them. We also have some new Walking Dead stuff that just arrived. You'll want to check our website for availability just because it might go fast. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. Thank you for listening and for your kind indulgence. I will see you next time. Have a great weekend. Go see a movie and definitely give that Super Mario Bros. Crossover 3.0 a try. I still can't believe it exists.